Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, everybody. On today's show, we talked about 90 Day Fiancé. Mm-hmm. We talked more about COVID,
yes.
I think. Yeah. I don't know what we talked about.
We talked about it
10 minutes ago.
Right.
But listen, did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's 15% on top of the money Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your dog to make you breakfast in bed with Belgian waffles and a fresh fruit compote?
No.
Mm. As nice as that sounds, it's probably never going to happen. But at least there's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit geico.com to learn more.
Hi, guys. It's Viola Benson and Gabriel Zamora, and we're joining today for a new episode of Too Tired to Be Crazy. We are finally back. We have signed with Podcast One. We're so excited to be part of the team. We are constantly trying to grow as people, and we're trying to educate ourselves. So it's okay if there's something we said that you didn't agree with. Let us know, and let's have a conversation.
Yes.
We want to hear your thoughts. So,
I'm
yeah.
I'm always open to learning.
Me too.
Be sure to check out Too Tired to Be Crazy with Violet Benson on Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.
I just downloaded it.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
What's up, everybody? It's For Crying Out Loud.
Hey, hey, hey.
You would think that we would have so much to talk about.
I mean, we've just been so everywhere.
We've been all over the world.
Yeah. I mean, you probably want to read about our travels in our new book.
Yes.
Traveling during COVID.
Yeah.
Travel in a time of COVID. Just so many adventures.
Stephanie, get on that. Write that book.
Before we do anything, how about saying hi to Valerie Fenwick?
What up, bitch?
That's my girl.
Hi, Valerie.
Erin Lynn.
Ooh, dis.
Amy Hunt.
Hi, Amy.
Hunt. Sorry. Oh, my God. Michelle McKibben. What up, girl? Angie Saldivar.
Angie.
Amanda Crittenden and Casey Howell, two for the price of one.
I was hanging out with them.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Randy Mae Ames. Her aim is true. Mm-hmm. Kelly Brandt. She's sort of like your aunt in some ways. Rebecca Lubin. Hey. Eshan Vajpay.
OG.
OG Sean. Stephanie Stinkerinker.
What's up, Steph?
I feel like she's like my kid. Like, woo, you little stinker. Stephanie Rinker is super cool. Another one that's in
your class?
Yes.
Really?
Very talented writer. Uh-huh. Love her.
That's nice.
Missy Schaefer and the other dirty grifter, Gabby Fonseca.
Two for the price of one.
No shoes. Walking down the boulevard.
I know.
Rachel Oldtimer.
What's that,
Lisa
Rachel?
Demina White. Too many names.
Mm.
Stickler on that.
Yeah.
Three name BS.
You only get two names.
Krista Stroop.
Like Krista Stroop.
Hero. Don't be a hero.
Well, you know what our song at
Kelly
the end's gonna be.
Kelly Luther. Bandress. Aaron. Oh, we already did that one. Okay. Hi, guys.
What's up? Shoot. What was I going to say? Traveling in quarantine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I was thinking was, and I called this, and we have talked about this, but I called this at the beginning of this. I said, all these people talking about how everyone's going to be making babies during the quarantine.
Right?
And I was like, hell no. There's going to be so many divorces. So many people are not – they are – I know we've talked about this, but it's worth repeating.
Yeah.
They are not used to spending this much time with their spouse.
Right. Oh, and I know.
People aren't made to spend this much time with their spouse.
This is
not the idea of marriage.
Now you can feel what our pain is when we talk about how our husbands are always around.
Thank you.
Yes. Not like we don't love them, but get out already. I just saw you a minute ago.
Not that we don't love them, but we love them a little less. So
we
that's
love,
all.
Right,
like,
that's
just
it.
A little less. Not enough. We're not getting divorced over here. But a lot of you are.
Right.
Because shit just got real. Shit got real. And you know what I bet you? I bet you people are getting divorces over stupid shit.
I know.
Because it's just like one fucking stupid shit thing too many.
Right.
And you're like, that's it. I can't.
That's
not
what
one more day.
That's what broke the camel of too many's back. You know, they're probably telling the judge, like, I don't know what we got an argument for, judge, but I just want away from this bitch.
Yeah. And you know what I think is especially happening? Celebrities. Celebrity couples are breaking up like dozens of eggs at a time. Like,
is Chrissy Teigen and her husband, John Legend,
they seem fine.
Oh, I can't stand her. I can't.
Really?
What is it about her that I can't stand?
I don't know. I like her.
Well, she's always like posting about how she's on a yacht, you know, the south of France, and this poor cooped up with her kids on a yacht.
I thought that was David Geffen who was talking
about
being
probably
on a yacht.
Him too. Him too, but
yeah.
I don't know. There's just something about her. He's playing a piano at home, and she's got to be there in her bathrobe on top of the piano. Have you seen that? Like, come on. Give the guy a break. I love him. He's awesome. I love John Legend.
Yeah.
But her,
Also, that kind of thing makes – my thing about that is like the – always playing a little song. Like, right. We get it. You have a career. Like, take some time off.
Right.
Like, do you always
I know.
Have to be singing a song
yes.
around the house? Yeah. That would get annoying to me.
Yeah, I know.
I'd be like, yeah, if I want to hear it, I'll buy the CD.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'll download it off of Apple Music.
Wouldn't it be great to get her, like, drunk and ask her, what is it really like to be married to a musician like John Legend? You imagine? Ugh. Shit gets old fast.
It does. With everybody. Mm-hmm. All people, shit gets old fast. Even stuff you really liked gets old.
I know.
Like, I used to love John talking about politics.
Yeah.
But he does this thing where it's like he's been, like, saving it up all day until he finds, like, a little, like, a window open where he can, like, talk to me about politics. Because I try to seem busy a lot.
Yes.
You know? I try to seem like I've got very important stuff going
right.
on. Right. But then all of a sudden, I'll ask a question. I make the mistake. I'll ask a question, and he does this thing. And I wish I could act it out for you but I won't be in front of the microphone.
Uh-huh.
But he goes, like, okay, so try to imagine this. I'm pantomiming. He's at his desk. He'll just stand up and march over and then just, like, get settled
no.
to, like, go into a whole thing. And I'm like, oh, no, I can't. No, I'm not. And then I'll go, oh, I was writing an email. Mm-hmm. And then I know that he's thinking, well, bitch, why did you bring it up then? You knew I had a lot to say.
I know.
Here's the thing. Couples that have had acting careers, right, that are mm-hmm. always gone – on a movie, suddenly movies are being made. They're together, and they're like, "Who is this bitch I married?"
I know.
Oh my god, you're boring.
Right? I know. You're good
like,
looking.
I
just shut
knew
up.
My husband was boring, so it's not a surprise.
Right.
I'm not surprised.
Right?
Not that he's boring. I'm playing with him. But
no, but like Adam with the talk, like just ba beep, and you know, like some days where he's not at work and he's home, and you want to avoid being cornered in the kitchen. You know, it's like you just get your foot in the kitchen and then you want to leave. Like, don't mind me. I'm just, hey, let me tell you about blah, 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 blah. And then you think they come up for air and then you're like, can I just go away, please?
Right.
Like, stop.
Right.
Go talk on the mic. Thank God he has a job talking.
Right.
Because I don't want to listen.
Right. So John doesn't have, I wish John should have a podcast so he could get his thoughts out there.
Why don't you produce it?
I told him I would. I told him because people have suggested this. I was like, why don't you do like a political podcast where it's like kind of history and politics, and you can take one topic and you could talk about it for like 30 minutes, but do it like a tell me like I'm five kind
right,
of thing, like explainer.
Right. Yeah.
About what's going on. Take one thing and go, hey, maybe you didn't know this, but Fox News just fucked everything up, and here's why, and here's how it happened.
Right.
Okay, that's great.
Right, right.
And then I don't have to, like, now you can share it with people that are like, oh, my God, your husband's so smart and interesting. And I'm like,
yeah,
I know, but I don't need to hear – I don't need to be the designated audience every day.
Right. Absolutely. That would be great.
Yeah, but I appreciate my husband, and I have learned to live with, and I'm sure he has learned to live with my faults, and I've learned to live with his,
mm-hmm.
but I am feeling for these couples that didn't know the person they married because they never had to spend.
Right.
Like, you know when you're couples that you know that, like, the first time they go on extended vacation, they're like, oh my God, we almost killed each other?
Yes.
Like, you thought it would be fun and relaxing, but then you're like, oh.
Right.
not so
much. They got to know each other very well.
So that's like a marriage irritator, but right. COVID is like a marriage killer.
Yeah. So more people are getting divorced.
Oh my God, it's every day. Like you're hearing about couples splitting.
Who's the latest?
Oh my God, I don't even know. Kaylin, will you Google latest celebrity splits? Kelly Clarkson getting divorced from her husband. There was just one like the other day that people were freaking out about. I forgot who, and I was like, wow.
Really?
And just couples, people I know.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know any people that are?
No, but they're getting close to it. Yeah, there's a couple friends of mine that are, you know, I get on the phone with them and it's a whole new ball game now that their husbands are home all day. And then they go this thing, the husband goes, hey, look at all this I'm doing from home. Why am I driving an hour into work every day when I could be? And the wife, my friend is just like, no, I had it pretty cush when you were going to work every day from 9 to 6.
Right.
7.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so true.
It's insane.
It's going to get worse because these people are, they're all finding out like, where, why was I leaving?
Right.
Yeah.
I know.
And it's kind of true. Like my brother, love my brother. So my brother works for, he's like a showrunner.
Right.
For
theaters, no? Or for shows?
No, my sister-in-law
has a
theater company, but my brother is a TV guy.
Oh,
and
okay.
He runs the show Outdaughtered.
Oh.
On TLC.
Oh, yeah, nice.
TLC. So, and that's been going, like, he's had that job. It's going on, like, 4 years that he's worked for them.
That's
but
great.
But he had, like, this crazy commute. Like,
yes,
he was in the car, like, 4 hours
Santa
a day.
Clarita, yeah.
He's in Santa Clarita, and the company's, like, down by the airport. And with traffic,
a killer.
Right. So now he's working from home, and he's, like, almost everyone's working from home, and it's kind of crazy that we ever had to go in every day. And it's hard to make the argument to make us come in every day.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, he's like, it's pretty challenging to work from home.
Right.
And the kids are home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of variables.
Yes.
Like, we're all stuck home, also helping our kids homeschool.
Right.
Now we're a teacher.
Right.
And we're trying to have jobs.
Right.
And our
it's
husbands are having
stressful.
Jobs.
Yeah.
It's stressful, and we're all home on top of each other.
Right. Right.
And now what are we having for dinner? Happens like earlier, like starts at 4 o'clock.
I know. That started, like, I noticed, like, there's just nothing going on. Like, this weekend, we're just at, and that's, like, Adam was out of town, but it was nice because it's like, you know, usually he wants me to cook and stuff, and I didn't have to cook. I got the Postmates on speed dial.
You don't have to give the special instructions,
no.
Like sneak around the back way,
right,
knock four times on the tree.
Yes.
Like,
I know.
Send up a little flare.
Right.
Wait for me to spot it. Give me 7 minutes to meet you out.
Exactly.
Then go down the street to the designated meeting spot.
I know it's got to the point where Natalia goes, can we Postmate something? And I go, when he's home. And then she'll go, I'll go meet him down at the end of the driveway. All right. Yeah. No, I know. But like, I love Adam being gone, but I can't imagine these people that have to be stuck with their husbands or wives that are home all the time now. And yeah. How about Regis Philbin, by the way?
Oh, that he died?
Yeah. I loved Regis. My mom did a show with him. When she was on one of his Let's Rap LA or something way back when, when he was working in the beginning of his career. And I have like pictures with her and Regis. Like she's got Regis in a headlock. I have a black and white picture
really?
Of her with like Regis in a headlock. Yeah. It was sad. But
woo!
Woo! Oh my God. Natalia does that all the time now. All the time. Woo!
Is she doing
she's,
Hell in Paradise?
No, she's it. That's
she just,
her.
Oh, that's
yes.
funny.
Yes. And Adam's grandmother, oh my God, Adam's parents. So his mom is very passive aggressive. So she sent me a text and because she doesn't want to go anywhere, obviously. And so she's home, but she misses her grandkids. Okay. So she sends me a text and I don't let the kids know how I feel. But so she sends me a text saying, can you please, you know, have the kids send me a text or call me And I said, sure, you know. And I'm thinking, they're never going to do that. They're never going to. And I go, yeah, I will. I'll have them do it. I replied right away. I sent her number to both of them. And I said, your grandma wants you to call. Okay, then I forget about it.
Right.
Weeks go by. And then she sends me a text. The very first sentence says, thank you so much. Thank you for getting back to me right away. And immediately I'm on defense mode thinking she's being sarcastic.
Right.
And I was like, what now, bitch? And then she's like, you know, I haven't heard anything from the kids. So I reply like, how about asking Adam? Have you talked to him? Have you asked him to get him on the case?
Right.
Why me? So, but I got on the defense and then I went back and read it. And I felt moated because she was being nice because I looked at it and I did get back to her right away. I got back to her in like within 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And then she was like, but it's still been weeks and I haven't heard from them. So any other suggestions?
Oh, my God. You should just get their phone.
That's
and text
what I did.
Her and just be like, hi, Grandma. I miss you so much. If it wasn't for COVID, I'd be like at your house every day giving you kisses.
That's exactly what I did.
You did?
Yes. Listen, I mean, I don't know how else it was going to get done.
All praise for
right.
me. That's what I would have done.
Yeah. I mean, at first I tried, but then they didn't listen.
Yeah.
Which I knew they weren't going to unless I was sitting on top of them with
right.
a gun to their head.
Right.
But even then, so I just took their phones and I just sent her a text. And then they sent a text back and she sends a text back, but like a few days later.
Uh-huh.
And Natalia's like, who is this number?
No, 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 no.
I said, that's your grandmother. Did you even read the text?
You should put it, you should add the contact into her phone.
I know.
So that doesn't happen.
I know.
That's, you don't want to get busted.
I know.
Like
I was just
again.
Doing it really fast. I took I did it in Sunny's phone.
Then you have
phone.
To write back and go, just kidding. That's some teenage humor. Grandma. I was just joking. Of course I know it's you.
Right. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, it's so sad. And I think somebody asked on our page, Adam's been talking about going out to dinners with his mom or something recently or seeing his mom and there's not been any joy out of it. And so I have a little bit of a update in our Patreon that might have already aired by now.
Yeah, it did. It came out Wednesday.
Yeah.
But if anybody's not signed up and they're interested,
you
great time
update?
To sign up.
Mm-hmm.
It's $5 a month.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
That's it.
We give you an episode every week, and every once in a while, we have to pull it down.
Right.
Because we're busted.
See, because we want to give you guys so much of our life, and we do it at risk. And then it goes up, and then it goes down.
Yeah. Very rarely.
Very rarely.
Yeah. I mean, we've learned a lot of lessons over the years. Radiohead was a big one for me.
Mm.
That's where I talked about that on the regular show.
Right.
And then talked about Radiohead
before there was Patreon.
Coming to our house to shoot a video.
Mm-hmm.
And I had signed a non-disclosure. I mean, we all remember this story. And then
Gary was
producer,
the producer.
Gary was like, maybe you don't want to be talking about it then since you signed a non-disclosure. And I was like, it's not important.
Yeah.
Like I go, I don't think they meant like – that I'm not allowed to say they're shooting a video at my
house. Right,
I think
right.
I'm just not allowed to tell you like the whole concept of the video.
Right.
But hey, here's who directed it.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Thomas Anderson. And he was in my house. And isn't this like a hilarious story that
right.
I signed a non-disclosure to not tell on the air?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
innocent
in my
enough.
Defense, it was a few years ago. And I really was like, I didn't see the big deal about Radiohead
mm-hmm.
or that they were shooting a video.
Still don't see the big deal.
Still don't, to be totally
honest. But
then
what happened? Didn't John all of a sudden get the alerts?
So my story about it wasn't even really about Radiohead. It was about how I was going, being very familiar with Paul Thomas Anderson because
mm-hmm.
the location scout brought him to our house and he was standing in our living room and I was like, you look so familiar. And I thought he was like a parent from like a local from
school.
The basketball. No, I was like, do your kids? I was like, do you have kids? And he's like, yeah, I do. And I was like, do they play basketball? Like, how do I know you?
Oh my God!
And then he's like, no. And then he didn't even. So then I said, well, do you direct mostly music videos? And he said, no, I do a lot of movies. And then I said, oh, and I was that person.
Oh, you're like Helen Paradise or Charlie
Sheen.
I was like
anything I would have heard. Yes.
I don't know who you are, but maybe I've seen a one thing you have been in.
Yeah, and then he goes, there might be blood or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I went, oh, okay, I know who you are. Yeah, okay, cool. And then I texted John and I was like, holy shit, Paul Thomas Anderson is in our house. And he's a big fan. So then I tell that story thinking that's a cute, charming story.
Right. And then it was.
I didn't think that much of it. And then all of a sudden, yes, we're driving home from my brother's house and John says, oh, shit, you're in trouble. And I was like, I thought he was joking. And I was like, ha ha. And he goes, no, I'm serious. He's like, you're the fact that the Radiohead, it's all over. I'm getting
good.
It's all over. It was on AV. It was on like,
yeah, it was
by the
everywhere.
Time I got home, it was on like 50 websites.
Yeah.
And it was so many of them were like, basically, who's this bitch?
Right.
Talking shit about Radiohead. Like, who does she think she is?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. And then I was crying and I called producer Gary and I was like, take it down. Like, and he took it down.
Yes.
I was like, oh my God. So then that's where I really was like, oh.
Right.
Sensitive topics, still going to tell it.
Right.
But got to tell it on Patreon.
Right. And change the name sometimes.
Yeah. Green Day. Green Day shot it.
Right. And Steven Spielberg showed up.
So now we kind of do go, is this Radiohead level? Like,
yes.
Can I tell this?
Right. Right.
But then we weigh the odds of like, it's like COVID. Mm-hmm. Risk.
Yeah.
It's like, I could possibly get COVID. And by that, I mean somebody that I'm talked about could hear it.
Right.
Will that end our friendship or will that just be really uncomfortable for a few weeks?
Right. For the most part, it's, you know, it's the uncomfortableness and getting that text like, can you call me back? That's the worst feeling ever. The worst.
And you just know right away.
Yes. I mean, it happened.
Yeah.
When did it happen? It happened to you with Jax.
Oh, my God. That was the worst.
Something happened to me.
Yeah, with your mom friend that when you talked about the teacher. And then also the one where you talked about Sonny's friend about the sleepover thing.
Oh,
and then,
that's right. I forgot. My God, I forgot about Sonny's friend's mom. That was awful because I listened to it again and I was like, well, this is the reason why Sonny doesn't like to spend the night. And this is like,
but it was kind of on Sonny. It wasn't like anything she did, but you were like, well, she makes them take a shower.
And I said the way
I was like, I get it though. I don't want to take a shower.
Right. I said that too. But the way I said it, and if you don't listen to podcasts, like I don't even think she knows what a podcast at the time. So, but when you're not used to listening and you hear somebody talk about you in particular, and then when they lower their voice as if they're in the other room and they go, and that's what I did. I said, well, to be honest with you, Sonny doesn't really like is always like getting on him about taking showers. And, that's why he doesn't really want.
And they have to go to bed early.
And they have to go to bed early and no electronics before bed.
Right.
All the stuff moms really should be doing that I don't do.
Right.
You know, and then I get this, hey, I heard your podcast. But the worst was the principal.
Yeah.
You know, it was the worst. The worst of everything was it wasn't even me. It was Adam when he talked about his second grade teacher.
Yes.
And I just thought about her because she sent me a article about something the other day and she thought of me and it was really cute. And I was like, oh, my God, I remember like we ended up being really good friends afterwards because little Buddha and her mom are friends. Those two are really good friends.
Right, right, right.
So like the three of us text each other once in a while. So they send me on a text and then I started thinking about, I'm like, God, do you remember when she cried for like 24 hours after Adam talked shit about her on a Kevin and Bean, you know, what was his bit?
It was about the
This Week in
Rage. Because
he,
yes, and he went into the back to school night and she had the math problem wrong.
Right.
Or he answered the math problem and she told him he was wrong.
Right.
And he was like, no.
No, he was
He talked about it afterwards.
Yes. Not only talked about it, but screaming about it and saying that he was going to take one of those little chairs and bust it over her and bust her skull open and to divide it in half to show her that he knows more about math than she does. Oh, my God. This poor old lady, like, she's not a young whippersnapper, you know?
Right,
like,
right.
She's what you would picture a second grade teacher. I don't know. Like, just the grandma, like a grandma, like a sweet, innocent, worked hard on that play she did and took pride in it.
Right.
And then
and
Adam
you're
comes
like,
along.
Have you heard of shock jocks?
Right. And then there was the parent who just thought you should know this parent's talking shit about you on Kevin
right.
and Bean.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, that was awful.
Well, that is the worst. Like, and the thing with Jax is that they didn't happen upon it either. It was a
right.
parent. They said a parent alerted us.
Yes.
From another school. I was like, why?
Right. I know.
If you like our show, how come you don't appreciate that we're telling you sort of telling tales out of school? Like,
right.
why would you need to get us in trouble if you right. like our show?
Thanks a lot. I know.
Yeah.
It's just it was always apparent at this because mine is always has to do with the teachers because they're them. I know for sure. Because with me in my life, I was just telling you this, I think off the air, but like last week. But it's tough because if I want to talk about a story that's personal or something, it's usually about a lot of times it's about the people that I am talk about all the time.
Right.
And then there's people that can get back that gets I know listen to our show that is a friend of theirs. You know, they're not my friend, but they're a friend. I mean, I know for a fact. And then I worry there. And then like if I want to talk about a Jimmy Kimmel story about his wife and stuff, I have to be careful. You know, I don't want to get in trouble with Jimmy. I don't know. It's just it feels like I can't ever just go a friend of mine because it's I only have like two friends, Stephanie.
Oh, well, I know. And I feel like I totally relate. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I was like I had a little irritation with one of my friends. And I was like, oh, I'm going to have to tell that on Patreon. You know,
right.
I was like, oh, I want to tell you what this friend did.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was thinking it's going to sound like I'm always even though this is a lot of different people. And
right.
sometimes it is the same person within this
right.
friend group.
Right.
Carpool lady, like for instance.
Yes.
And then I'll have a thing. And then I'm like, oh my God, these people are listening are going to think I have like
right.
a problem with every single one of my friends.
Right. I know.
And I don't.
Right. But what are we going to do? To do a Patreon about the good times we have with
I know,
these people?
I
mean, come on.
It's like that's what it's for. And it's kind of like we want people to feel like, I'm not
right,
crazy.
Right.
Like if I get
yes.
people, sometimes people are assholes and that's okay. And here's
I
a
know.
Place to talk about it. But I know it's always a threat of.
And then like if Adam, I want to talk about Adam, you know, and then there's, I don't know, you worry about people telling Adam or there's the people that want to defend Adam. You know, like, I don't think it was cool for you to talk about this and that, which I appreciate, fine. But, you know, you just got to pick and choose these stories.
Yeah.
And even then, you got to roll the dice still.
Yeah. Like, remember back when I had like a thing with AJ Benza?
Oh,
yeah. I was
yeah.
like, you know what? You can't even like speak your mind about something like that,
right.
even if something kind of bad happened, because people
right.
love to go, I think you should know.
Yes.
And then you're like, okay, well, now I'm in a battle royale
right.
that I didn't sign up for.
Right.
Like, I don't want problems.
Right.
So then you're like, well, I'm not going to talk about it.
Right.
And I don't.
Right.
And then people are like, well, I can't believe you're talking about it. How come you're not talking about this? Like, because now AJ, this person said that you, and you're like, no, what?
I know. And then things get twisted.
And then people are talking about it in other podcast groups. Well, it's like the Heather McDonald thing.
Right.
Where it wasn't even a big deal.
I know. It wasn't even about her.
It wasn't even about Heather McDonald. And I wasn't, and people were like, oh, somebody's messaging Heather McDonald. Oh, I think you should know that Stephanie is doing this thing. And then I have to hear Heather calling me.
Oh, my God.
So I got a message that you did. And it's like, no, that's not what happened.
Yes.
I'm not.
The worst.
And if I was going to do something sneaky on Heather's Facebook, would I
Why
fucking
would talk, you about
talk about it? No.
I know. That's the worst. When you were just talking about somebody that you never see or hear from,
yes.
and then 2 days later, they show up on your phone. Can you call me? We have an issue. Nothing worse.
Better that they say we have an issue. The worst is when they just go, can you call me? And
yes.
you're like, fuck.
Ah.
I know I haven't heard from this person. And so obviously.
But yet I just did a Patreon
yes.
about this person.
Yes.
Yeah, I wonder what they want to talk about.
You know what's really fun? Best Fiends.
I love this game.
Yeah, it's really fun.
It's really fun.
Hold on. Let me look at my I've been playing the heck out of this game.
I'm sure you're way far than I am.
Check your phone because I'm at level 776.
Oh, you're at 7. I'm catching up. I'm at 759.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We're kind of spending the same amount of time on it. Listen, if you're not playing Best Fiends yet, you should be because it's hours of fun.
Right.
And listen, what else are you doing?
That's right. Exactly. And you can – this is the best way to social distance.
Yes. You know, you're not going to get a virus from your phone.
No.
Clean your phone first.
Right.
And then play Best Fiends for hours.
Yeah. You have a little competition with your friends.
Absolutely. It's really fun. And what I love about it is they're always coming up with like new levels and new challenges.
They keep it
fresh. So it
fresh.
Doesn't get boring.
Right. I know.
Like That's a lot the, of games get boring. It's yeah. the same thing.
Right.
Not Best Fiends.
And I love you can play anywhere without Wi-Fi, which is also cool.
Yes.
When I used to sit in the car line, wait for the kids to be picked up. Perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
They update the game monthly with new levels and new events. And Best Fiends treats the game like a service for their players. They yeah. are all – they're very customer service oriented. So Best Fiends has thousands of levels already with new levels, events, and characters added every month. It's hours of fun right at your fingertips, and you can even play offline. With over 100 million downloads and tons of five-star reviews, Best Fiends is a must-play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends.
All right.
So also Omega XL.
Yes. This is a good product, by the way.
Yes. It's a natural way to defeat inflammation.
Yeah. So I have this big knot from laying in bed on watching 90 Day Fiancé all day long on Saturday.
Yeah.
In the back of my neck. And you could feel it's like a goose egg.
Uh-huh.
And it was bugging the crap out of me. And I'm like, oh, let me take some Omega XL. And it helps with the inflammation. It really did.
And when you get rid of the inflammation, it can relieve the pain.
Yes, absolutely. It helped a lot.
Yeah.
So
this is like a new thing. It's natural.
Mm-hmm.
It's backed by 35 years of clinical research. It attacks the inflammation that's causing the pain. It's a brilliant concept because pain relievers and topical rubs, they just mask the problem.
Right.
Right. But Omega XL neutralizes the inflammation that right. causes the painful stiff joints,
yes.
muscle aches,
right.
et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's get you started. Order Omega XL now and get a second bottle for free. Visit OmegaXL.com/FCOL. That's OmegaXL.com/FCOL or call 1-800-844-4888. 800-844-4888. 800-844-4888.
Kaylin, did you find any couples that broke up?
No. No, I haven't.
Okay.
Can you Google,
I don't know very many people, to be fair, though.
Can you Google celebrity breakups during COVID?
Let's just
sure.
say, yeah.
Because I just want to prove that I wasn't just talking out of my ass.
No, I believe you. It's because I've been watching 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days.
I heard it's really good.
You
Should I be watching it?
Season 4. Oh, yeah. My God. Oh, my God.
Now, you were talking about this weeks ago. You're not through it yet?
I finally finished. It's a lot of episodes. So the first – I would say the first four, it's fine, but the drama really kicks in like midway. Like unbelievable. And you know what I find fascinating? These men that think that these women from the Czech – from like the Ukraine, you know, the hot – okay. I'm not going to – I don't want to do a spoiler alert. Let's just say, because this isn't a lot of
skip forward a few minutes if you don't want a spoiler.
All right. There's this guy who was 7 years talking to this. He would show the same couple pictures of this blonde bombshell that looked like they were modeling pictures, you know, like standard whatever.
Right.
And he's been talking to her. He went to the Ukraine 4 times to meet her, and she flaked, blew him off. I had to have surgery last minute. My uncle died. Just really? Like, oh, my nephew's hockey games. Yeah, that was one of them. 4 times, this poor schmuck. And then he went there a 5th time
uh-huh.
because he hired a private investigator. The private investigator said, this woman is talking to several men on 7 different different websites. And there's some websites apparently that pay them the more. So, this is the other thing. He's never seen her, she doesn't speak a lick of English. The only way they've ever talked is on one platform, which is a dating website from the Ukraine.
Okay.
That's it. Never seen her. Doesn't talk to her on the phone, hasn't FaceTimed.
No text, no FaceTime, no nothing.
And then the same four pictures he keeps showing of her. Okay, 7 years. So this
– like this guy deserves to be catfished,
right?
At this point.
At this point, come on. And the private investigator said, you're getting catfished and this woman is talking to – he said, no, you're fired. I don't believe you. That there's no way my Lana is duping me. So what does he do?
My Luba would never do something like that.
And then like the fourth – okay, so they follow him on the fourth time. He gets there. She doesn't show up. He's so frustrated that he remembers a few years ago they were going to take a cruise and she gave him an address that he had to use for registration. So he went to that building and that address and a balding guy answers the door and says, I don't know who that is. Like I've never seen this girl. Don't know who she is. Okay. So then he fires the bride. So then he says, I'm going to one last time. So he talks to her and says, I will meet you So he gets there Friday night at the airport. She's supposed to come wearing a blue dress. She doesn't show up.
Right.
He's defeated. He's back at the hotel room and he's just like, I can't believe Lana did this to me again. And then he gets a hold of her on this website and she says, sorry, that's what my nephew had games. I'll see you on Monday. I'll meet with you on Monday at 11 a.m. No room for error, he says. He goes, and I'm thinking, this guy, this poor guy. And then I look up, and there she is. Like, she's walking up. There really is Alana. That's her in the pictures. I was floored. I couldn't believe it. But at the same time,
I'm sitting here with my mouth open. Right? I can't believe this ending.
I couldn't believe it. And then he proposes to her right before he gets on. But like she doesn't speak English, so it's a hard time for those two to talk. They have to talk into an app that translates back and forth. And then he says, do you want to spend the night in my hotel? And she says, I think it's a little too soon for that. And then he's like, can I get a kiss? And then she puts out her cheek and points to her cheek. And he's like, okay. And now he's got to go back home because he's been there for three or 4 days. He's got to get home.
Right.
And he is about to leave her at the airport and he gets down on a knee and he proposes to her with a cubic zirconia ring. And the private investigator stands by. I still stand by that this woman is talking to several different men. And it's not just this. And she gets paid, I think, by the man that she keeps for the longer period of time that keeps coming, having him come back, she gets paid. Something like that.
Yeah, I'm sure he also gives her money. Sending money.
Over $1 million he's been throughout. So this time on his trip, he buys her a phone, an iPhone. So then they get to the players tell all, whatever. And it's like, when's the last time? And he's like, well, it's been a few weeks that I haven't talked to my Lana. And then one of the other contestants say, well, you bought her an iPhone, so what's the excuse now? And he says, well, her nails are too long, so she couldn't text.
Oh, my God.
This guy's a licking for – I mean, he deserves it at this point. Like, are you that dumb?
Wow.
It's insane. Yeah, I was watching that 90 Day. Yeah, so season 4.
Okay, I'm going to get on it.
Because I was always confused, like the before the 90 days. I always thought it was, you know, how do I know these couples if I didn't watch their season yet?
Right.
But it's not that. It's a bunch of new couples that you've never seen before.
Right.
Them going
well,
before the 90
days. That's 90 days the other way.
Yes, but it's 90 days before the 90 days, and it shows them hooking, like talking to each other, and then – it's the ones that didn't work out, basically.
Oh.
For the most part, yeah.
Okay.
Because they're all new people. Like, I was looking for this one Ed that everybody's talking about.
Right.
With no neck. And he's not in any of the other things. And then neither was the other ones. And it's because there was another lady that was being taken advantage by catfish. Like, it's just so – I don't understand it.
I know. Well, that's another thing that – and I don't really currently watch any of these shows like Love After Lockup or whatever.
Right.
But the ones – the women that like guys who are in prison too.
I know.
Dylan told me to watch it. It's a similar thing.
I know.
I mean, it's a similar psychology where you're like, well, this is not going to work out. Like, right. this person just wants anybody to correspond yeah. with. Like,
right. They're just.
Although, well, like, in the case of, like, let's say the Menendez brothers, they do have a lot to choose from. Like, right. they are because they're famous.
Right.
So anybody that's famous, even if you're famous for murdering somebody, right. you still get a lot of play.
Yeah.
But just your everyday run-of-the-mill person who's in prison.
It's like, better options, I guess, if you're a chick.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, pretty much anybody that you write to in jail or prison is going to be like, cool.
Yeah, let's get married.
Put some money on my commissary account.
Right.
Let's get this going.
Yeah.
right?
Right. Yeah. It's
Papa
sad.
Needs some Jolly Ranchers.
He needs some hair dye.
Oh, my God. Let's talk about, excuse me. Carefree Breathe.
Yes. These are,
okay. True story.
Mm-hmm.
True story. LB loves these products.
Yeah, so does Natalia. That's
yeah.
all I buy her now, the Carefree.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've been around. They're a brand you can trust. They've been around forever.
Yeah.
I use them. And they have all the different sizes of the ultra pads to the thick pads to the – they have wings to the panty liners.
Yeah.
All the different sizes of tampons as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can just get a box of, you know, of assortments.
Yeah. They don't have any fragrances, dyes, or any kind of harsh irritants. They have an air-infused cover with a soft touch feel that keeps your skin dry.
Mm-hmm.
What I love about it, which wasn't really the case when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
was they have the shapes like they – it has a lot more coverage,
yes.
basically.
Right.
The shape is much more designed for how women bleed, let's
right.
just say.
Right.
Which is not yeah. just in one little special spot.
Right.
Like, you know, sometimes you walk around.
Right.
So get the ultra-thin pad with wings, the regular 36-count or a 16-count. They have a lot of different sizes, overnight, super, panty liner. For more information or to buy them, check it out on Amazon or Walmart.com, or you may find it at your local grocery store or CVS. Hey.
Hey. How you doing, Kaylin?
I'm good. Yeah, I just learned about a bunch of celebrities who have broken up in Ooh, the past year.
Tell so. Us.
This is according to ET Online.
Uh-huh.
This is of 2020, so maybe some of these were before COVID. But
well, just remember, we shut down like in
yeah, it was
March.
Early. Yeah, so yeah. I just put them on there anyway. So I'll just start at the top. Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick.
Oh.
I don't know if they were married, but they are
yeah, I think
now.
So. Yeah. Yeah. They were married. Because you know why? Because that's – the brother is the one from The Bachelor.
Right.
Jordan.
Right.
Who is with the – and he, his whole thing was how his brother's married and happy and he wants to be married and have a
right.
family.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah.
Joey Lawrence and Chandi Lawrence.
Hello.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Colton Underwood and Casey Randolph.
Okay. So they – yes. So they broke up. They weren't married. But whatever. Okay. It's okay.
Ryan Seacrest and Shayna Taylor.
Yeah, hello. I know.
What?
I know.
Wow.
That's a perfect example of
I would love to talk to her.
He was probably working all the time.
Right.
And suddenly, like, are you serious?
Yes.
Like, I'm home with this personality.
Right.
All the
I know,
time.
Right? Like, he's on all the time.
Yes.
This is a big one. Dr. Dre and Nicole Young.
Oh, didn't even know about that one.
Yep. Kelly Clarkson and Brandon Blackstock.
Yep. Mention them.
Christina Ricci and James Heardigen.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that one either.
House of Harlow. Isn't that her company? She has a company, a jewelry company called House
really?
Of Harlow.
Really? Christina
yeah.
Ricci?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Her daughter's name is Harlow. Yeah, whatever.
Cute. I like that
Fun
name.
Fun fact. I know. I like that name. Go ahead.
Juliana Huff and Brooke Slaetch.
Mm.
See what I'm saying? Juliana Huff.
My husband's old dance partner.
Yeah.
Oh, was it? And remember, she used to be dating Ryan Seacrest.
That's
for
right.
For a really long time.
Well,
weren't
maybe.
They like engaged?
Yeah.
So now they both broke up.
Ooh.
Maybe. Hello.
Yeah.
Maybe they want to get back together.
Mm.
And finally, Armie Hammer and Elizabeth Chambers.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's cute, that Armie Hammer.
Mm.
He's very easy on the eyes.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
That's a lot of divorces. I wasn't misleading you.
No, that is a lot. That's some big ones, too.
I know. I'm telling you, people are like, holy hell. What
was it? Christina Ricci married to the rock star, or that rock dude from like one of those K-rock bands?
I don't. I feel like.
No?
I think you're thinking of Ashley Simpson, and then there's like a whole group of them that were.
Yeah.
Remember? Then Cameron Diaz got with the other guy that's from one of those bands. And they,
right, right.
I don't know, but.
That's a lot. You ever see Keanu Reeves? Like, he's got this old lady, this like older woman.
Old lady.
Old lady. No, like she looks pretty old.
Yeah.
For a girlfriend. Yeah.
Although she's probably his age. Maybe she's a little older, but that seems so crazy for Hollywood. Like, why isn't she 19?
Yeah, I know.
Something's wrong.
Right.
I mean, he's 60. How come she's not 15?
Right.
Like, that doesn't seem like a mismatch.
Right.
I know. I mean, she's like 50. Oh, yeah, there she is. Well, maybe it's just
Her. It's an actress, isn't it? It's what's her name? What's her name, Kaylin?
I think she's a fashion person. I don't think she's an actress.
Oh, she looks like.
I could be wrong.
Doesn't she look like Miriam or what's her name?
Yes, Helen Mirren.
Yes, that's what she looks does. Like. That's not her?
No.
Trying to see from here.
Kaylin, what is happening with your sweet lady? How's her pregnancy? What's happening? Is it
she's going to give birth soon, right?
She's having a lot of bad cramps.
No.
She's having trouble when she eats.
Like indigestion kind of cramps?
No, the cramps, well, that's separate from the eating part. She's just getting cramps kind of at night. And then, I don't know, whenever she eats for some reason, like her belly gets really hard and she just gets kind of sick. But she sent me a text this morning that she was just getting more cramps and she thinks it could be like any day now. So I'm going to be hard at work doing everything I can today to try and, because I could be coming tomorrow now.
Wait, I thought she wasn't due till end of August.
She is, but this whole time she's been like thinking it's going to come much earlier than that.
Wow.
Well, honestly, 4 weeks early is not that early.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
38 weeks is full term. So if she lasts another 2 weeks, she's full term. But even if she goes at 36, like it's not that worrisome.
Yeah.
I remember feeling like that at the very end. I mean, I don't know if I had cramps, but I just remember just being miserable. But
I just can't imagine having like a one-year-old.
No, I know.
And being about to birth another one.
But you
That's
did.
A lot.
I mean.
No, I didn't. Well, Elvie was three
she
when
was
I had
three,
the twins.
So she was a toddler.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, it was a lot. And she was already three. She was already potty trained.
Right.
Like
yeah.
going to preschool. Like I was kind of settled with her.
Right, right.
I was just talking about how well everything has been timed from the baby last year when, you know, because she's a teacher, so she had summer off and then she was able to take paternity. And then this year, I was like, well, this is a pretty good time to have the babies when we did with COVID and lockdown because, you know, my daughter's very hyper and energetic.
Yeah.
But, you know, she doesn't need to be getting out that much energy, like taking her to, I don't know, do sports or something like that. She can
right.
still run around the house.
Right.
And now with kind of school unknown for the new baby, mm-hmm. it's going to be easier for her to take time off. So
right.
It was just a great time to have both of them.
Look at you looking on the bright side.
That's so nice.
Glass half full.
Well, he's a family man now.
Yeah.
And Amy is a very, like, optimistic person anyway, right? She's pretty, like, cool.
I just know she loves
I'm
being a mom.
I'm jealous of her.
I know. She loves it.
Making the rest of us look bad.
Yeah, come
She's
on,
like,
Amy.
She's like, yeah, what about it? Having another baby. And? I don't know why it's so hard for you suckers. No, I think that's really cool. Did you get your stroller that you were asking?
Yes. Yes, we did.
Double stroller?
Yeah. I forget which one it was called. It was the one that we were going to go with the whole time.
Okay.
And there were three kinds that the group told me to get.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was the side-by-side, which we didn't want that one. But there
you
was,
didn't want the side-by-side?
I forget the names of all of them, but we ended up going with one of the three that everyone was talking about anyway.
So are they not like, side-by-side?
No, it's like on top and bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One gets the top floor and the other one gets the bottom floor.
Top and bottom?
I wish I could have had that. You know, when they're kind of like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I should have had that. I remember having them being in front and behind each other. That was just – that was no good. It was just a mess. It was hard to, you know, fold up and stuff. And then when you're steering one of those things around the mall and stuff, people, like, want to stop and see all the time. It just looks like a Cadillac of – it just looks like this big Monte Carlo stroller. Did you have that?
I know. I had the side-by-side.
Yeah.
But that has its own drawbacks because that's like – people act like you need a special – like entry
to, right,
like no one holds doors open for you, but you can't pull one side of a door open and get that thing through,
right?
So you really need like all hands on deck to help you out. You need somebody to get up and hold the other door open for you, and a lot of people are rude.
Yeah, they are.
Don't want to help.
No,
they're like, how dare you take up that much room with your stroller. You're like, it's not that different from one in front and one in the back.
All right, I know. And now, did you have a baby shower, Kaylin? For this one?
No, we didn't.
No.
Mm. Plus, don't you have a lot of, you have a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we have everything we need. Yeah. Anyway.
That's good.
And then Gary's son is turning one this week, next week, this week.
Oh, he's younger.
Yeah, by a few weeks.
Yeah. Oh, goodness, goodness. But is Gary's wife, but Joy is not pregnant again,
no.
Right?
Not that I know
of. She's not a go-getter.
No.
Not like Amy. Like, they should have, like, a little competition.
All right. Joya listens to our show. That is the reason why.
She gets it.
She gets it.
She's like, I'm in no rush.
Mm-mm.
Amy doesn't listen to the show.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't need all that negativity. Clouding. Get off my cloud or whatever. Whatever that. I don't know. I feel like there was something else I wanted to tell you. I just wanted to tell you before we wrap that my kids have done zero reading during this, like nothing. And I keep trying to be a better mom. I keep trying to be like mom of the month.
Right.
And go like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to read a book. And then I went and looked through all of our shelves. I got really into it. I was like, listen, there's no reason we can't read one book before.
I know, right?
Like, I'm not saying you don't have to read like War and Peace. It could just be like a fun read wonder for the 20th time.
Yes.
I don't care what it is. So I got, there's this book called
Read Wonder.
Mr. Turrupt that I think that LB loved. It looks like a really good book. It seems right up Xander's alley.
Oh, really?
And then for Sadie, I found this book on LB's shelf from like when she was in the fifth grade called it was like Diary of a Pop Star.
Right.
So something that's like right up Sadie's alley.
Right.
They both could not have had more of a puss on their face about the whole ordeal. Like, and then I said, listen, let's just read for like a half hour a day. Like, listen, you have 24 hours to spend on your devices. Why can't you just read a book for half an hour? That's all I'm asking.
Right.
Oh, my God.
I know.
There were tears involved. There was like a lot of making faces at me.
Right.
And then I just was like, this isn't worth the power struggle.
I know, right?
What am I going to get out of them reading one book?
Right. I know. It's just that you have to pick your battles. I know. I asked Natalia, are you reading anything? What? Are you crazy? I didn't even go and bother with her. Sonny's been reading a book that Peter got him and some sports book. And he's been – and Peter, when he was around, was telling him, like, read. I want you to read for the last half hour before you go to bed. So Sonny and I would watch Breaking Bad, and then he'd say, okay, now I got to go to bed because I got to finish, I got to read my chapter or whatever. And then
like a little book club.
Yes. But now I don't know if Sonny's been reading it or not since Peter left.
Oh.
I should probably ask.
Oh, my God. Is there an update on Peter on the date?
Yes. Well, the thing is that I didn't talk to Peter, but Jennifer, she enjoyed it. But she's seeing somebody, and Peter left.
Oh, right, the long distance thing.
Yeah, and Peter left back to Berkeley. But she's like, we hit it off. It was great. You know, we had a lot in common.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll pencil that in for the future, maybe.
Yeah, so we'll see.
All right. So, before we wrap, let me tell you a couple more of our business shout-outs.
Yeah.
Like, not even that many more this week. But Kathy Friend.
I know. I got a car.
Look, just because you're home doesn't mean you have to look like shit.
I know.
You know, get your fashion. Get your style going.
I need a collar.
Kathy Friend created an ebook called Five Steps to Tap into Your True Beauty Through Your Style. And I know that sounds a little woo-woo for us, but basically, bottom line, girl looks good and she can help you look good and pick out clothes that are right for your body or your style or your silhouette. Yeah. If you haven't heard of the word silhouette, get a hold of Kathy. KathyFriend.com. Go to her website and check it out. Michaela Brennan is bringing attention to the LGBT Bar Association and Foundation and their fight against LGBTQ panic, which is disgusting. Mm-hmm. Which reminds me that a week from now, I'm going to update you on Xander.
Okay.
My little LGBT child. Mm-hmm. Anyway, go to LGBTBar.org and help them out. Then we got Letty Molina. She's going to get you the CBD.
Mm-hmm.
You need it. Even bacon flavor for your dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Penelope takes it.
Mm-hmm.
It helps them with allergies and arthritis due to old age.
Yeah,
which
it's good.
Penelope has.
It's good for a lot of stuff, dogs.
Yeah. Hemp Works. HEMPWORX.com/L Molina. Or just ask somebody on the For Crying Out Loud page about it. They all know her.
Mm-hmm.
Kate Marengo. She is wants to pimp out.
She talked my ear off.
She's like, Steph, when are you going to get a new couch? And I'm like, well, help me. Uh-huh. Help this out.
Right.
And then every time I say that on the show, she emails me or messages me and she's like, call me. And I'm like, I am today. But you can email her if it's less personal. Kate@interiorchicago.com and she'll help you out. And last but not least, this is going to help you because school's starting back up and it's online and it's going to be challenging. So if schooling at home is a major struggle for you, Rachel Kapp has Kapp, K-A-P-P, Educational Therapy Group. And you can visit Kapp, K-A-P-P, edtherapy.com or listen to her Learn Smarter podcast to understand all about what could be going on with your kid who is struggling in school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it.
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks, Kaylin. By the way, Kaylin, it's pretty dusty up here. Just thought I'd say that before I forget.
All right, everybody. Thanks, Kaylin. You're a parent now.
Don't F it up. Let's talk about Geico.
Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies?
What?
Yeah, that's 15% on top of the money Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your dog to make you breakfast in bed with Belgian waffles and fresh fruit compote? As nice as that sounds, it's probably never going to happen. But at least there's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit geico.com. To learn more.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.